3 minutes after, I guess I'll start and see what we get to. I assume the recording is on and marked?
Yes, that's correct, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. In which case, the agenda is simple. This is not a regular meeting with a full agenda. This is a meeting with just one task to see how far we can get on it, and that's the outreach evaluation and recommendations, something that a few people have put some work into, but for the most part, I think has been lingering, and that may in part be my fault in that I haven't had a meeting like this yet. But anyhow, I had three things on the paper, on the agenda. One was to look at the theory paper, see if it was ready for review, include wordsmithing if necessary, look at the survey, see where we're at, do any wordsmithing if necessary, and then based upon how far we've gotten and what else we're doing, look at the Beijing meeting. We have a whole session planned for this, I believe, and see what we can do in that session to make it worthwhile and to get this project back on the road. We have, in my estimation, slipped at least pretty much 3 months on the original schedule. So the notion of doing it in a year has become pressed. So we either have to get it back on the road or we have to admit defeat and move on. I'm hoping we get it back on the road. And then any other business that may come up. Does anyone have any comments on this agenda? No? Okay, then I'll proceed with it. Oh,
no,
does
please.
Anybody have any other business?
No, please.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, Evan, I see your hand up. Did somebody else try to talk before Evan, though? No, okay. Evan, please.
Thanks, Avery. This is Evan for the whatever transcript record is being made of this. I guess I'll stay my point at the beginning of this call, and that I think that there is a larger issue that needs to be addressed. The issue of outreach regarding the objection process and the success with which our efforts were able to find people that had objections to GTLDs and the relative lack of success of that based on the number of objections that we actually had to consider is not only something that needs to be strongly dealt with and considered, but I think can't be addressed in a vacuum. We went through the exact same set of issues and over the matter of applicant support, where we had a similar situation in which case we had at-large and other volunteers put enormous amounts of time and mental effort into putting a process that was fair, it was usable, it was effective, and it was largely unused. We look at the applicant support program and see that at the end of it, in fact, only one, I believe, of the applicants has come out as deemed worthy of support at the end of the process that was designed. I consider that to be a fairly unacceptable result. While the problem of that is not part of this agenda, the issue of outreach is. And I want to suggest then that the issue of outreach is a larger one that goes well beyond just the objection procedure, and it has to do with the fact that the at-large activities in regard to the GTLD program as a whole have generally not been put forward to the general public. They have not been promoted, whether it's applicant support, whether it's the objection process. I believe that when ICANN goes out and it does its roadshows, it essentially targets applicants. It does not target communities outside the applicants that also have an interest in doing this. I think there is a broader issue here than simply applying outreach to the objection process, and I think we need to work on a more broader strategy that has to do with why is ALAC continuing to put enormous amount of work into processes and systems that we believe fairly represent trying to bring the community into these programs, and yet through the results that we see, both in applicant support and in the objection process, are so massively underused as to indicate pretty well nothing short of a real failure to get the word out. Thanks.
Thank you. However, first of all, this was actually not outreach on objections. It was outreach on new GTLDs and SAR. But I see no reason why within this, unless, of course, ALAC Central tells me that it's not, that the lack of success on the SARP, I mean on the objection process, and that you didn't get as many objections as you thought or hoped, could also be an element of this. This project was an overall one on why has the outreach to internet users globally been so abysmal on new GTLDs, on applicant support, and, you know, perhaps it would need a small tick of the pen for ALAC to enlarge the scope to include the objection process in that, and that certainly is something that, you know, can be looked at, especially since that at least two of you are indeed ALAC members who are here. On the other part, a lot of what you said seems to me to be stuff that belongs in the theory formation paper. In other words, you are talking about reasons, you know, perhaps the reason, you know, that outreach in general for ICANN to internet users and of ALAC projects to others doesn't go to internet users because. So I actually don't see what you said as being necessarily beyond the scope of this project, but it certainly was something that would perhaps would need to be added into the scope of the theory paper. I don't know. But that's my first take on what you said. I don't know if others have comments. I don't see any hands. No? Okay. So having said all that, both you and I, what I had thought we would do is look at the theory formation paper as it currently exists. Now, what I did, just so people know, there was a theory formation webpage. I think these are all showing. Tell me if they're not, which had started with just a list of bullets made in Toronto, I believe it was. Then from there, Tijani had amplified that list and had put it, unfortunately, in a addendum as opposed to just editing the original, but nonetheless, that's okay. Fatima added some comments. And then Tijani wrote essentially what I believe is a first draft of the paper. Unfortunately, he is neither on the call nor in the apology. Oh, no, he's in the apologies, I see.
Ivory, just a small point. Speaking of apologies, Natalie is asked in the chat if you actually wanted to take a roll call of the...
Sorry. I forgot. I'll slap my wrist. Please, could somebody take roll call?
Thank you, Abby. This is Natalie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the new GTLD call for the outreach evaluation and recommendation test. On the call today, on the 20th of March, we have Abby Doyle, Yelvia Tarun, Devin Antaluxin, Roberto Zaitaro, Emma Hedovic, and Andrew Max. We have apologies from Hong Su, Alan Greenberg, Rick Sotander-Blom, Cheryl Longdonau, Jani Benjima, and Cynthia Suknanan. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Siva Rivanko, and myself, Natalie Pergen. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you, and apologies for forgetting that and just going into the agenda. Okay, so back to this. So I don't know if it's showing on your screens because when I'm showing my screen, it doesn't show me what you all are seeing. But I basically took what Tijani had done in that section and created a new page, which is that, I'm calling it the paper. It's got two sections in it yet. I don't know that. Tijani's stuff has been in the wiki page for quite a while, so hopefully people have had a chance to read it. But if they hadn't, I guess one of the things to look at now is to look at it and see, is this an adequate starting document to put out, or do we need to add more to it? I believe, listening to what Evan just said, and my own opinions, probably there's more to add, but let's see. So we have a section here that starts with very high application fees. And basically sets the background of that fee. Second paragraph talks about the creation under JAS of an application support program. Then there's a paragraph that gives the statistics on that, very much similar to some of the issues that Evan brought up, of lots and lots of work from lots and lots of people and nothing. You know, the number of applications for support was 3 only, while the fund could support up to 14, and that was at least a minimum. Significantly low proportion of the developing countries and poor communities, the DPLD program was due to several elements. And there's lack of appropriate outreach, to which he has the beginning of a section. And then there's timing of outreach, technical capacity lacking, cost of registry service providers, no interest, no business case, no buy-in from local community, unnecessary duplication of CCTLD and IDN CCTLD. Now, one question is, do all those sections need to have, or do all those bullets need to have an appropriate section? And if so, do we have someone to write it? I am not volunteering to be the author of this document. And then we do have one with the lack of appropriate research. You know, and this, I think, echoes, again, some of what Evan said. The outreach of the new GTLD program was done in a way that makes only potential applicants from developed countries well-informed. In fact, the campaigns were mostly done in North America and Europe. The only effort for the developing regions was done through electronic means, website, Twitter, Facebook, etc., without noisy physical events. The information could not reach the possible applicants in those regions, especially because they are not well served in terms of access and connectivity. The electronic campaign was more useful for the North people, who were already well informed. As for the applicant support program, no outreach was done in the appropriate regions that could encourage people to apply. The number of applicants for support shows clearly the failure. Moreover, all outreach programs for both the new GTLD program and the applicant support program were implemented very late. We could say that the outreach effort was conceived and implemented for the developed world only. Is that enough there? Does that need to be further developed? So I guess I'd like to open the floor first on the bullets. Are the bullets there accurate representations of sections that this paper needs? I am making an assumption that this is a project that we need to continue on. Or, Evan, perhaps I need to be corrected, and is your evaluation that the problem is much broader than this puny effort and we should really bag it and leave it up to somebody else?
Well, my own take is simply that it's absolutely within the scope of the GTLD working group, because even if you look at applicant support and this as a whole, they still both come under this working group. So I don't think there's an issue of scope of whether or not of who's the right group to be dealing with this. I think it's in the right place. I just wanted to suggest that it wasn't really focused so much on the objection process, but simply to the efforts that AILAC has been putting into its thin applicant support and indeed to other components of the program. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. So in other words, if I understand, you think we should still keep working on this?
Yeah, but simply
yeah, okay.
not to focus on it specifically in terms of objections or specifically in terms of applicant support, but outreach efforts in regarding the GTLD program and its consequences to the public.
Okay. Well, I'll certainly, you know, if people are generally in agreement with that and, you know, we'll have to raise the issue on the list, I'll certainly tweak the charter and then send a note off to Olivier and, you know, he and the powers that be can certainly review an enlargement of a charter. The only question I'd have is we're having trouble getting the work done on a narrow charter. So broadening the charter makes me feel, oh, okay, sure, we can try to do that. Anyhow, there are two hands up. I see Andrew and then Yoavi. Andrew.
Thanks, Avery. I guess I just have a little bit of a question about the our end goal with all of this. A lot of what is being discussed sounds like it may be true, but I'm not entirely sure I'm following where we want it to go. Are we looking for a mea culpa from the broader group? Is there what's our end game with this? Just a little unclear.
If I can answer that, as the charter says, first we do an analysis, and then we make a recommendation of remedial action. So the goal of the first part was to figure out what the problem is, what the problem
mm-hmm.
was, and then the second part was going to be to actually make recommendations that could range all the way from, you know, mea culpas from everyone if that pleases people to actually asking for a remedial program. But we haven't gotten there yet. But that's the goal. That's clearly stated in the charter.
Okay. Now, I guess my only thought is this: is that if we can be okay to do the look back, I get what you're saying. If we can, in our small group, make it as clear as possible what we'd ideally like this to do. I mean, for example, from my perspective, a mea culpa isn't going to be worth a lot unless we were to come forward with some specific recommendations that were at least moderately actionable. So I don't know exactly how everybody thinks about it, but that is all I'm trying to get is a little bit clearer sense of what we'd like our end state to be.
The end state was supposed to be derived from the analysis. Now, obviously, lots of us have possible end states in mind, but we sort of held them in abeyance as we were doing the analysis so that when we recommend something, as this charter mandates us to do, we're
mm-hmm.
doing it on a fact basis as opposed to, I mean, my opinion is that they should immediately start plans on a remedial program to reach out to developing areas that includes a lower fee and support and all kinds of things. But that's just me hand-waving, and, you know, someone could quite quickly say, yes, Avery, the idea of a remedial program sounds wonderful, but why do you think it will fix it? And how would we construct it so that it didn't encounter the problems?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I don't really know.
Okay, so Avery, I agree with you on both ends. So, okay. Thank you. That's clarifying. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yoavi, please. You may be muted. Yoavi, the floor is yours.
Can you know?
I can hear you now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. For me, we should not focus too much on the content of the theory formation. I agree that we need to try from this group to have an idea. But we cannot do it on behalf of people. This is why, for me, the big step, the most important step is the survey, to hear from people. Because we cannot assume that we can try to think about the reason, but we can get the real reason only when we do a very good survey and we reach the maximum of people in this survey. So this is my comment. So for now, what we have in this document, the story formation, is okay. But for me, it's something that is considering that can help us to maybe improve the survey because we have some idea. But we can only go ahead of you after the survey, after we have this survey, reaching the maximum and the diverse group of people. And this is my comment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So if I understand you correctly, you're basically saying it's nice the paper got as far as it did. People should perhaps volunteer to start working on some other sections, but really we should push the paper now into the background as background work, and we should bring the survey into foreground using what we've got in the paper to perhaps educate the survey a bit more, but we should make the survey our primary work item while people continue to work and think in the background on the paper. Did I understand that correctly?
Exactly, correctly.
Okay. So what do people think? Should we follow Yorvi's suggestion and basically push the paper back? You know, I can work some more on a paragraph or two. Perhaps others of you who have inclinations to say things about it can continue to work on it in the background. But we bring Yoavi's, and Yoavi has done some work on the survey.
Uh-huh.
We bring that to the foreground. Does anyone have any objection to doing that? I see a green. Oh, let me find the page. I see a green check. I see no red checks. A couple green checks. I'm trying to find my way to the right. To the right paper, to the right page. Okay, looks like three green checks, no red checks, and the only two that didn't comment are Yorvi, whose idea it was, and me. So, okay. Oh, I don't want to edit that page. So let me go back to the work that Yorvi has put in the page and others, perhaps. Please get me to the right place. Oh, this is the wrong one. Hold on. Sorry, folks. Oh, there it is. Survey. So on survey, Yorvi, do we have more? Have you done, and as I don't see any work attached to here, unless, oh, no, it's here. There's, okay, so there's comments on the Caribbean survey. So it's all in this front page. So, Yorvi, you've sort of been taking the lead on this, and we're shifting it to the forefront on your suggestion. So I'm going to rely on you bunches, and I'm wondering if I can turn the floor over to you for you to, A, tell us where you think it's at, B, tell us what you think we should do, and see, tell us if you think there's anything we can do before Beijing, or is this work that we need to do in Beijing? And sorry for putting you on the spot, but I kind of announced that the people taking the lead would be put on the spot. You know, unfortunately, Johnny wasn't here for me to put him on the spot, but if you're willing, I'd like to turn the floor over to you for you to tell us where we're at and what we need to do.
Yeah, speaking. I'm trying to get the. Can you have the link of the document?
Okay, I'll put the link in the thing. Yeah. I'm showing it at the moment, but I'll put the link in the thing. There's the link.
Okay, 1 minute.
Sure thing. This is a working session, so.
So what I did, I just put some comments to the original survey document from posted by Dale. So what I can do now, maybe I can just talk about the comment I put about the original document. So I say that the initial document, the survey document, proposed document, was talking about location is limited. So I say that we need to make it worldwide because you want to have a broader survey, a general survey. The second comment I put is that I said, what sub-level domain or domain do you use? That was one of the questions. I was suggesting that we need to add more examples for country code, because that one was for the Caribbean region, so this is why it is limited. So I was just saying that, again, that we need to give more examples to the public we want to reach with the survey. There's another question asking, why did you choose a domain name ending with a two-letter country code? Again, this is a limited. So I was saying that this question is more relevant to users who are not necessarily potential applicants. Maybe we need to add something for business people too. So that was one comment. And I think we may ask more questions in the new survey, what we want to get from people. Do you think that we apply for a domain name under one or some of the new things after final delegation? Because this is something we need to understand. We are asking users. We are not just talking to business people in this new DTL day. Maybe what we are saying, end users, they don't mind. Maybe they don't mind. So we need to ask them. Do you think that you apply for a domain name under one or some of the new streams after final delegation? This is something also very important to know at this stage, because most of the people, they know what is going to happen. They know the new streams, some of the streams. So at this stage, we can also ask people or understand. Some people can say, we don't care, or what I'm using is okay. So it's good to know at this stage. And then, do you think seriously that you can apply to run a business if a new round is open? Because we need to understand if people really, because of the very low application for developed countries, is a problem for them. So we talk to the public again. We need to ask them if they think about a new round. So this is what I wanted us to add to the survey used in the Caribbean region. The original one from was addressed by Jeff, so maybe you have also some comments to add to it. Thank you. Yeah,
okay, thank you. I know one question immediately jumps out at me after I see question B there is, do you think seriously that you can, and a question that was similar, say, what would you need in order to be able to, might be another question.
Sure.
My impression looking at this is that we have a start, but there were nowhere quite near the set of 10 questions yet. And as we had talked about trying to have a general survey, we never quite, you know, figured out what kind. We had a thing of creating questions, and I guess we've got two or three questions now. If we broaden the scope of this group, then we probably also need to broaden the scope of the questions, and we may indeed want to think about having questions in the area of new GTLB program. Did you hear about it? You know, when did you hear about it? What did you hear about it? You know, et cetera, kinds of questions. About applicant support, you know, when did you hear about it? What would you have needed? You know, and others. And then if we're also adding the objection process is questions of, did you know we had a objection process in at large? You know, do you ever hear news from ICANN on the new GTLD program? Do you hear news from at large, from ALAC rather, on the new GTLD program? If you were to hear news, how would the best way for you to hear news was? And other questions like that. So it sounds like, at least to me, it looks like there's certainly more fleshing out of questions that we need to do, and perhaps 10 becomes too small a number with a slightly broadened scope, and such. And I'm wondering, nobody sucked their hand up yet, but I'll stop speaking, so maybe that'll be inspiration for someone else to comment. No comments. Do people generally believe we need more questions?
Avery, this is Evan. I don't know if it's a matter of more questions or less questions. I, to be honest with you, have not given this an entire amount, a whole lot of looking at right now, if only because of the pressures of other things pre-Beijing. Frankly, given the fact that this is not extremely time-sensitive, I would even suggest that we start talking about this in Beijing and start working on this a little bit more past Beijing, if only because of the massive pressures that have built up about the what I've at least myself seen to be a massive rush of issues to be prepared for in time for Beijing. So at least at a personal level, I'm going to suggest that we talk about this at the ICANN meeting, and that we work on it immediately after, because it is not of immediate timeliness. And we can probably do a better job by working on it a little bit more afterwards. I can only speak for myself in saying I haven't given this the attention that I think I could give it, that I should give it, and it's only because I've been driven away on such other thing, on a whole bunch of other things.
Okay, thank you. Dave.
Thank you. This is Devanansi Lakshmi speaking. Just a question regarding, Abhi, what you were saying regarding asking questions about the objection process when were you aware of the objection process and so forth. I'm kind of wondering, is that more for like is this survey meant, those type of questions, isn't that geared for, like, say, to all ALSs in that large type of thing? Or is it, because I was under the impression that this survey is going to be something that will be targeted, that will be, made available to the public, like the general public, and posted in various forums that are not in the usual ICANN fora, so to speak. Maybe at the IGM, that type of stuff. So, wasn't that the intention? So, questions about the objection process and so forth as to why were you aware of the objection process, etc. Isn't that more put within the internal at-large community? By internal, I mean all the five reloads and so forth? That's it.
Okay. I don't know. That's certainly something worth discussing. I actually thought that, the ALSs were willing to receive objections from anywhere, but it's perhaps you could have, a part of the question that was broader. But as you're a member of ALEC, right? So perhaps you'll look at this notion of us expanding the breadth and sort of say, objection should have its own postmortem, and it should be done differently, which is also fine. But certainly, yeah, that's something we could certainly talk about. I see another hand went up. Andrew. Dave, you still have your hand up. Did you want to comment further?
Just one quick comment. If you try to put so many elements in such a survey, I think you're going to wind up with a very long survey that I don't know if anybody's going to fill out. You're talking about issues regarding SOP, you have issues regarding outreach, the objection process. So I'm just worried, I'm just a little bit concerned about the length of the survey.
Okay.
Because if you make it so large, nobody's going to fill it out. So,
right.
But anyway, that's...
And indeed, we could decide that there was more than one survey and that they were at different times. But that's why I had originally just suggested a 10-question survey. Andrew.
Thanks, Avery. I think I'm going to agree with a couple different thoughts here. One from Evans, I think that there's a lot of time sensitivity around other issues, so I agree, let's get this process started, but I don't think it makes sense to try to crush it through. I think it was Dan who said that there was... that there was a need to have this reach out well beyond ICANN world. I think that that makes a lot of sense because a lot of the people, part of the challenge is, especially in a lot of the markets that we're trying to reach, ICANN world is pretty thin, you know? And so I'm not sure how we get this, how we choose who we focus on getting this out to, but I definitely think that it would be helpful to have a lot of not usual suspect kind of voices in that. Those are the two things that jump out in my mind. Whether we have a longer survey or a shorter survey, my inclination is that a kind of a combination, some ones that are really easy to fill out quickly, and then some open-ended questions that we can get some feedback on, probably the best way to go, but nothing too long. I agree.
Okay. Thank you. Roberto. Roberto?
Yeah, sorry, but I wanted to turn the speakers off. Well, anyway, as I said in the chat, but I'm realizing that you're not on Adobe. Excuse me?
I am. I'm just too busy talking to read it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What I would propose is that I agree with Evan, but I think that there's one thing that we can do before Beijing, which is to do on the list a sort of brainstorming on the potential questions. I think that it won't do any harm to have that done. And that will at least to the people who will be in Beijing, which I assume will not be everybody, can give a sort of a starting point for the discussion. That could be useful, I think.
Okay, thank you. Andrew, you still have your hand up. Something new to say or just residual?
Sorry, putting it down.
Okay. No problem. Okay, so I must admit I tend to agree with people about, the next 2 weeks being hardly a time. I think Roberto makes good sense. We can start trying to brainstorm on this on the list. I'm not sure how much hope I have for that. We'll still keep the meeting on in Beijing to talk about this in specific. I kind of like to add a chore for everyone that's on the group, though, something that they can think about perhaps on the long, arduous, and painful flight to Beijing, is that everyone that's part of this drafting team, and I'll repeat this, not drafting team, but project team, to basically come in with at least one well-formed question for a survey to the meeting. Not that that will necessarily go in as written, but at least for everyone that sort of says, yes, this is work that I want to be part of, that they basically come in. And that in Beijing, we talk about questions. We try to actually put a draft together of questions. We talk about methodologies for the survey. We talk about things like one survey, multiple surveys. In a sense, the survey has the same problem as the outreach. It's nice for us to say, we think we should reach further than the usual suspects in our survey, yet part of the problem that the survey is trying to answer is how come we only reach the usual suspects. So I think we'll have to do a little bit of creative thinking to see how, and we have the offer from Heidi and to get staff help in actually trying to reach further with the survey than we've ever managed to reach before with any of our outreach. So that, too, can be something we talk about there. I forget, is this an hour or a 90-minute meeting? Heidi, do you remember?
An hour?
It's an hour? Okay. I didn't remember. No, I don't mean today. I mean the one in Beijing.
Okay.
Well, anyway, so I will look at the agenda that I put together for that meeting and basically sort of start with question gathering and question smithing. We obviously won't finish in that meeting. I'll be looking for volunteers to take it away, finish it. We'll define a process for finishing this action and for doing the surveys. Now, does that work for this part of the call? And there's no reason to extend the call too long. Yeah, okay, thank you, Dev. You believe it's 90 minutes? I kind of had this tickle at the back of my mind saying it was this one was a 90 minute. The other thing, though, that we wanted to do, now we were going to do it based on the questionnaire. Obviously, we can't at this point. But we had thought of using the meeting to sort of gather some information. Is there any desire that we would want to do that? Or do we at this point want to say, eh, too busy, too many things, the pressure of time, with all these instantaneous changes that are happening all over ICANN, and perhaps we'll save outreach, I mean the conversational talking, for post-Beijing and Durban. What do people think of that? Andrew, I saw your hand go up quickly, so please.
Yeah, thanks. You know, based on the other meetings that I've been in, my sense is it's a bit of a crapshoot who shows up for these kinds of things. And given all the other pressures and meetings and such, I'm not sure that we're going to get good data if we try to use this as a brainstorming or a data gathering session. That's my only concern about doing it that way. But I think maybe getting the process started and talking about what we're trying to do makes more sense.
Okay, thanks. While you were speaking, I actually thought of, and maybe I heard the word talking about what we're doing in a slightly different sense than you uttered it, but I thought about some of us reaching out to some of the leadership in CCTLD and at regional assemblies or whatever it is we're having there. And, you know, if there is a chance to talk to a group of Chinese users, it's a chance we'll only have this once. And so taking advantage of some of those opportunities to talk about what we're doing, but not necessarily do what we'd call data collection so much as sort of, I don't know, what they sometimes call socializing an idea. Anyway, okay. So, we've talked about Beijing plans. We talked about the theory paper, and while I'd still like people to look at those bullets and think about whether they can craft any bullets or sentences to add to the paper, to please do so. Over the next months, I'll keep bringing it up and such that we've talked about the survey. We're going to try and get some conversation going on the survey, on the list in the meantime. I'm asking each of you and everyone else that plans to come to this meeting as a member of this project team to come with at least one thought out survey question and perhaps sub-questions, what have you, but to come in with one thing you think is really important to ask that you've thought about and that you've done some initial work trying to frame as a good question. Does anybody disagree with that ask of mine? Okay, I see no instant red stars, no hands going up or whatever it is, red checks, red X's. Okay, and then we'll try to get the survey crafted in Beijing, or at least a first draft of it drafted. We will then also talk about the methodologies and how to proceed on doing it at that point, including the notion of how do we do outreach for a survey about outreach, and so on. So, anything else we need to talk about now to try and get this project back on the road? I sort of resist the notion of us initiating it in Beijing, but I do accept the notion of us reinitiating it in Beijing. Any comments? Yoavi, can I ask you to remain a lead on the survey? To be
Sorry, Aubrey.
Yoavi, I'm wondering, can I ask you to be the lead on the survey project and on gathering?
Okay, I will do Aubrey. And in the chat, Adobe, I was saying that we may also start thinking about how to make the final document in other available in other languages. Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea. I think once we have a survey, I think when we're talking about the methodology, I think it's really good to include that it needs to be translated into many languages, perhaps even more languages than staff normally does, and reaching out. So I think that the translation is obviously a great idea, especially when we're talking about why did outreach for IDNs not work. Anything else? And thank you, Yoavi, for taking the lead on this project. Anything else? No? In which case, I thank you for your time and future efforts. And for those that already put in efforts, thank you very much for sort of keeping with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care, all.